course not. Okay, so if Jill has us recorded. Good evening, thank you. Welcome to the Moorville Valley Town Advisory Board, January 10th, 2024. My name is Janice Redondo.
Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
Jill Perkins.
And I don't know if, we are not sure if Mr. Burris will be joining us or not this evening. We are going to have our lovely friend Rick give us an invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd all please stand.
Our Father in Heaven, please watch over us in these proceedings in this meeting that we productive and that people get things done they need to do. And bless everyone here that'll travel safely. God bless America. Say the name of Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Public comment for items on the agenda. Anybody want to talk before the item comes up? Seeing none, can I entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes for December 13th last year?
I will make a motion to approve the minutes for December 13th of last year.
Jill made a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Jill. Approval for tonight's agenda. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept tonight's agenda as written.
Lois made a motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Informational items. Seems odd. We don't have any. So we will move directly into planning and zoning. Item number one, vacation. Items 80323 Sun River Revocable Trust, Jean Gottschalk. A portion of a right-of-way between Cooper and between Ramos Road and Cave in lovely Moapa Valley. Mr. Gottschalk, come up and tell us what you would like to do.
I need little maps for you.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you, Jean.
Thanks. Anybody wants to see it, just holler and we'll share it with you.
Yeah, we can have one and pass it around or something.
Yeah, absolutely. You need one?
I can try to remember what I
need. If you need one,
he'll just pass
and
it.
And we can get it back.
Here, we can share one.
Yeah, I
we can share.
Here. Here, Jean, give
our
this.
Newspaper,
I'll share with Jill. Vernon, you probably want one of these.
Yes.
Lori and I'll share.
So I'm Johannes Gottschalk, 175 Raymond's Ranch Road in Overton, Moapa Valley.
Yeah, I think that's on.
Now it's on. So we are proposing or requesting for a portion of road here to be vacated that you see in blue on your map. It's near the airport. I drew in red the new layout of the new airport road because I wasn't on the aerials yet, so you can see how the new airport road goes. And this blue section here was taken years back when Cal Payne divided some parcels over there. They took that probably thinking that this was going to be an alignment for Cooper Street to go straight through there. But when they designed the new layout for the airport road, they decided to not go straight. And the rumors had it that Metro did this to slow people down. I don't know, there might have been other reasons. But this section is now, of that right-of-way is now not useful anymore. And it's basically just dirt. And we are requesting for this to be vacated because it's not needed, and that way you can go back to all the different parcels that are east and west of there. And we, before doing this, we had contacted Public Works. They thought this was a good idea, and I think they're supporting this as well.
You are correct, Jean. Public Works has no concern. Open it up for public comment. Anybody have questions? You can stay right there, sir. Can you
just
give us your name?
In the mic.
Thank you, Jean.
I am here in jeopardy of my life, actually. I have to sit here tight, hope I can keep off the monitor.
Okay.
I live around Town and Country Estates.
And what is your name, sir?
David Hartsong.
Okay.
And we've lived here over 20 years.
Nice.
And I use Cooper Street daily. Well, I don't. I can't get out of the house anymore. But I have. My wife has to go for me.
Okay.
So I've been waiting for that piece of Cooper Street to be finished by Public Works for all these 27 years.
All those years, yeah.
And then the airport comes along and builds another road off to the side of it.
New road, yeah.
I don't really understand that. I think P&Z should have required that road to be built on Cooper, where the vacancy is, to have it built. Cooper Street is about a mile of street from Maverick House at the end of it. And it's a collector street for us. In Town and Country, where I live, there's 50 households. So surely all the rest out there is another 50. So there must be 100 households that use that street. And then to have 700 feet of it unfinished with a loop out around it and a stop sign and a 90 degree turn and 150 feet and another 90 degree bend sounds very foolish to me. Very foolish. I'm not completely without some experience. 50 years ago, I organized the first planning control meeting back in Idaho, where I lived at that time. So I know a little bit about this. When you vacate something, it stays that way. When planners back 50 years ago, or whenever it was, planned for Cooper Street through there, it should stay that way. Anybody can take a look at it and see that it should stay that way. It shouldn't have it. If we went around one of these other streets and made a jot out around 100 feet or something back in, well, actually, there's a few around here that are.
There are, that's true.
But it's foolish. We have the ground there for a street. Just put it on Public Works and get it going. Whenever our turn shows up, we waited 20-some years that I know of, more than that, before that. Just put it on the list and let its turn come up.
Can I ask you how you feel about the new road that was created for the airport? You understand? Were you invited to any of the airport meetings, or did they explain why the traffic calming and the proximity to the runway? Was all that explained to you by chance?
No, I don't like that either.
Probably not, no.
There's a lot of families over there that come to the post office, and to the grocery store, to the parts house, to the hardware stores, and the bank.
Yeah. How much time do you suppose this is adding to your commute?
I've actually done a little timing on that.
Okay.
My commute, I've used that route to go to Mesquite, Las Vegas,
and
St. George, any place on I-15. Main drag in and out. I've used that route to go that way. To church. I go to church every Sunday over there, usually once in between for some reason. I'm not alone. There's 50 households
uh-huh.
right there on the country state.
This is the airline.
So we come out, use that road right, and go right over to church. It saves a mile. Saves a mile of coming back south and then picking up Moapa Valley and going back north again. don't sound like much to me. So I save it 3 miles a week. You take this 100 households, and it comes to 30,000 miles a year, or 40,000. That's quite a lot of wear and tear and pollution and so forth that we create with these ideas like this.
Tell me,
okay, so, but from town and country, you don't have to go past the airport road. You come right to, you come right down Cooper to the boulevard.
Yeah, that's a mile extra.
The section of land he's talking about is way up by the airport, way past town and country.
I know. It's a mile extra to come down to town and country, or down to Wapa Valley Boulevard and then go back. Again, every time we go to church,
to anything.
Every time we go to Mesquite, we go to Las Vegas. We have people live along there that and go into Vegas to work every day. There's several commuters that have to make that mile extra.
This is a mile.
To go the other way. To go through towards the Maverick and then around.
The Maverick and go back.
Yeah. To come this way and around. That's on a mile.
When he goes to Mesquite, like instead of coming back down here and around this way,
he goes up the other.
A mile saving going that way out.
But it's not going to save that much to go that way and around.
Doesn't exist.
I don't think anybody in the valley likes the airport road now, but it's a done deal.
Yeah, they had those meetings already in this public comment.
And we can't do anything about it.
Just because it's like that, we don't need to make it worse.
So this here,
it's already a vacant piece of ground or a street. And it's a straight through street.
But county has no plans to put a road there. They've given up on that and said it's not going that way.
Put it back on the plan.
Yeah, but it's county says they're not going to, and at this point, residents have had land taken away from them, and that's what they're asking is to get their land back.
When did they have land taken away?
So this wasn't always, this wasn't always a right of way. It became a right of way. Back, I bought a house here and my land, I think it was in 96, and that was not a roadway. It is now. Because I think they assumed, and we all assumed when they put that there, that that's how they were going to take it across the bridge and continue on. The public works and the planning did not do that. And they had public meetings and public comment, and they chose to put the road, with all that process. They went through the whole process for years, and this is where they're putting the road. So, like I said, we may not like it, but that's the greater good, and that's what they have decided to do. So, in a democracy,
I think a lot of it had to do as well. And Joe might know more about this, being public works. I think a lot of the relocation of that road was to square things up, first of all. There's a house right there, so they would have a road going in front of them to get to the cemetery. They would also have a road going behind them. And I do believe there's a lot of Native American sites that are up there that while they were doing the surveying of all this, they could not disturb those sites. And Joe, correct me if I'm wrong. In that particular quadrant right there, they kind of belted up and around it.
He doesn't have a picture of what we're looking at.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Plus, there was a lot of landfill in that gravel area that's in there in order to take it to build the road through there. There was a lot of imports that were coming in, and so that's the reason why
it's a wash.
The route to go around. Half of the road doesn't exist there because the road slopes off. So, in order for them to do it, it was quite a bit of work.
More money.
What's happening now is because our utility friends, not just Joe, but the other guys too, put stuff through there. It removed all the plants. So now we have actually cars driving through there that get to the stop sign and just go straight. And just last week, we had an elderly gentleman that ended up
in a
with
ditch.
His car stuck in a
because it looks like
in
it's
a ditch, I guess.
It looks like
we
it's
had
a
to,
road.
I,
and it's
I
not.
And some other people had to pull him back out of there. And then the weekend we have razors going through there that steer up dust.
Mm-hmm. And those reasons are all the more reason to have a paved street through there.
I just don't think there's going to be appetite at Public Works now that the red line is paved to pave. It's going to be off the list. I'm sure of it.
Which is why they agreed to give it back.
Right.
Yeah, Public Works has already agreed to do this.
Yeah.
Or not agreed. They have. They support this decision.
You had your mind all made up. It's done. Why don't we do it?
We're here to listen to you. You have the same right that this gentleman does to ask to abandon it.
I'm asking
him up. Okay, thank you. Gene, take that mic, please. Anybody else for the vacation and abandonment?
Comments.
Any public comments?
Seeing none, I'll close the public comment. And board members?
Well, may I make a comment? Because I don't know if this throws... I'm actually one of your neighbors. And as much as I despise the way the new airport route went, with all the jogs here and, you know, hither and yon all over the place, there was one thing that I was really grateful for is it has really cut down traffic coming up Cooper tremendously. Pretty much the only people that head up Cooper now past the farm is you and the residents up there. I actually am for the vacation of this because of the fact that, along with Metro suggesting that it actually controls the speed because people do get to flying down that road. There's a lot of animals up there. I actually, being one of your neighbors, I'm actually for the vacation of that.
Can I ask how many folks are here specifically for that item? Any more than the two folks up front? Gene, can I just ask if you have spoken to that little house?
Oh, that's Bob Ehrman, and he, of course, is in favor of this.
Okay.
He was going to be here, but he has COVID right now.
Goodness. That was my biggest concern,
yes.
was that.
No. He's aware. He did all the surveying for
He's been in such a tough spot for so long.
Yeah, he's so happy that he has so much land now.
Okay.
And I looked it up on county. I don't see any other residences or ingress and egress that would be affected by this.
Yeah, exactly.
Just him. One more thing.
You went to trouble of asking who was in favor of that vacation.
No, who was here for it? Just who?
You didn't ask how many were against it.
How many folks are against it? There's the one. Okay, you got that? Thank you, Judy. Okay, so noted. Okay. Anything, Lois? No, good. Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
I would like to make a motion to vacate the end of Cooper.
Okay, Jill made a motion to approve VS23803. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Oh, and yes, Gene, Planning Commission, January 16th.
Yes.
Pretty quick. 6 days. Number two, a waiver of standards, 724-23, Barlow 78 Trust, Doug Kent, Susan, Barlow Trust, waiver of development standards for the following: reduce setback, reduce separation, eliminate detached sidewalk in conjunction with single family residential lots on 8.7 acres in RU, which is the old zoning, within the lovely Moapa Valley Overlay District. West side of Mills, almost 1,000 feet south of Wells. Are you Mr. Barlow?
No, I'm not. I'm Clayton Nielsen from Allen Consulting.
There's Mr. Barlow. I'm sorry. Hi, Clayton.
You're representing Mr. Barlow.
Clinton who?
Clayton Nielsen, spelled the last name N-E-I-L-S-E-N.
Thank you. Okay, Clayton, what are we doing?
So what we're doing is Doug wants to divide the property into four lots. As part of that, we have to dedicate Mills and 30 feet. Under the new code, you have to have detached sidewalks in that. That's not the plan here. Truth be told, there'll probably never be sidewalks out here. So what we're doing is we're asking for a waiver to not have detached sidewalks. And then there's And then in dedicating the 30 feet, the existing home, Mr. Barlow's residence, now is in the setback. Mm-hmm. So we have to have a waiver for that in order to move forward. And then also on one of the other parcels, he has a couple sheds that sit really close to a shade structure he has. He stores equipment there under. Because of that, we have to have a waiver on that setback. So that's what we're here asking for.
Okay.
And if you have any questions or that, I'm here to answer.
Super. Thank you. Okay, we'll open public comment. Questions for the Barlow folks?
This is the mm-hmm. shades.
Your neighbors must like you, Mr. Barlow.
I understand it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
I love it.
My son wanted to move me on the house and property so he could have some property for his kids who are coming back.
Nice.
One couple's wanted to start building right away.
So. Excellent.
We like it when they come home.
Yeah, we do. It's hard out here to come back.
When I got the agenda, I researched this, and they are within zoning compliance. You know, they're not asking for anything. They're all 2-acre parcels.
It's just that dedication, which would put the existing house
in the middle of it,
close to this.
Yeah, and that house has been there.
It's been there for years.
Forever. When we did the research, I think it was built.
Yeah, 83.
Yeah. And the code's changed to make the road wider than when they built it.
The problem is that's a 40-foot private road, has been. Mm-hmm. And now they're wanting 30 feet on our side instead of 20.
60. They want it to be 60.
The house was 40 feet back like it should be, but now right. We're 10 feet short. It's brought to
yep.
out, so
as the road
that's what
changing.
We're asking for. So.
Yeah.
Kind of grandfathered in.
Don't build anything in that 10 feet. Okay, public comments close. Entertain a motion from my girls.
I motion to approve.
Lori made a motion for approval for WS 724-23. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Barlow.
Thank you.
Clayton, thanks.
He has a meeting.
He doesn't have to be. He'll have to go.
Same thing. June in 6 days. You got to go downtown.
Yeah.
Yes, you better take it.
I might have to.
Thank you. Okay, final item of the evening. Another waiver, 23-792. Wesley Mosbell. Waiver standards 4, reduce setback, allow non-earth tones. Black and white, I hear. Eliminate sidewalks, landscaping in conjunction with a single family residence. 1.8 acres in RA, not the zoning anymore, in the Moapa Valley. Cottonwood, and I have so many questions going through me, I want to cry. Cottonwood and Palo Verde in the lovely Moapa Valley. Hello, Mr. Gottschalk.
Yes. Johannes Gottschalk, this time representing Moapa Valley Builders, and Wes and Tanya Mosdell, who are moving here from Dameron Valley.
Moving from where?
Dameron Valley, Utah, just north of St. George.
Nice.
It was too cold for them, so
it's too cold tonight. It's too cold.
Yeah, they won't tell them, but so they want to build
it doesn't
this
last.
Beautiful home there.
Okay.
So first I have a picture of it so you can see it's pretty traditional. It's nothing
okay.
crazy or
this is where stone
those
big beautiful houses.
Or anything like that.
Okay.
So
they're right here,
normal.
So this is just down the road on the
Tracy's
old house,
Tracy
Thornton.
Oh,
not very far.
The big, okay.
So it's on, like, does everybody understand where this is?
Yeah, I just got familiar.
Okay, so the Mosdells actually own 2 parcels there, which I marked lot 1 and lot 2. I think they bought them from the person across the street, and so they own both of those. And they're proposing to build their house where I show this blue box on lot 1. And that's now, I guess, if you look at the third page, which is not to scale, this house is about 340 feet back from Cottonwood, so pretty far back. And I guess the first problem we have is that when we placed this house there with a 40-foot front setback, the rear setback, we only have 20 feet to the line of the next parcel, which is not enough. It should be 50. And when we submitted this for a building permit, the planners gave us the impression that this was not a big problem, that we just asked for a waiver, especially since they own the other parcel. But now I have seen that the staff recommends denial on this, so I'm not sure why, because the only people affected by this are the Mosdells, they own both parcels. So that is item number one. I don't know if you have any questions on that.
Because it's a waiver of the development standard, they very seldom will recommend approval. But then there's always the, if approved, yada, yada, yada. So that, you know, that's right in the statute.
But the planning commission can still go against staff on something like this?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what we're hoping, because they've been waiting on this for, I think, 8 or 9 months so far. We had to do a drainage study, because a little corner of the property, which they're not building on, is in the flood zone. So that took forever. And we've seen before where people from out of town get discouraged, and then they just don't want to even move here or build anymore. And we don't want that. So hopefully we can get that approved. And the second thing is nobody is still in agreement whether black and white are earth colors. So we had that last time on the property on Yamashita, and we had to do a waiver, and the waiver was approved. And this time again, they raised the question of they're not sure if black and white are earth colors. So
they're now saying muted earth tones.
How did they change it?
That's what they told America First, muted earth tones.
Okay. So,
We know that there are many buildings out here that are not muted earth tones.
Yeah, we're not asking for purple or something like that. It is 300 feet from the street. I don't know if you could even see if it's white or a shade of white. After a year, it will be dirty anyway. No, that's true, because we did do a white house somewhere, and after the first rain, it doesn't look that white anymore. But what they're wanting to do is basically have white walls and have a black soffit around the top.
Okay.
That's item number two. And then item number three is to waive the curb and sidewalk, which is pretty typical in those areas, but there isn't one because nobody else has one. So that's what we're asking for.
Keen, I have a question for you. On lot two, are they going to be holding on to that? Do they have future plans to build on it? Is it going to be sold at some point?
No, so they, because the planners also told us if we combine both lots, then this issue goes away. But they wanted to keep the option of having maybe a family member build on it. So they, if they, once they combine it, they can't.
No, it anymore. And you'll never be able to do that again. Yeah.
They wanted to keep it separate so that they have the option, if a family member wants to build on there, that they can do that.
Okay. Are there any reasons they're not building on lot two instead of lot one, where they'd have, it's a wider lot?
Yeah, I wasn't part of that discussion when they came to us. They said this is where they want the house. I think it could have to do with access. I don't know if there's a dirt road on the other side, but there is a pretty decent dirt road on the west side that I think is also used for access, maybe for another property down there. Okay. So I don't have a good answer to that, why they decided to put it there. Oh, yes, there was a kind of a shade structure on there that they at some point thought they might use for their horses. And then there was some story where the person that sold them the lot came and took the shade structure off. So now it's not there anymore.
Oh, yeah.
That happened while we were in permitting.
Did you promise them that it's not always like this?
No, it is always like this.
Okay, can we open this to public comment? Okay, come on over. Jean will give you the microphone, one at a time. You got to tell us your name and where you live so that Judy can have it for the record.
My name is Amanda Mosdell. I'm a daughter.
Okay.
I just relocated here. Our family's not, even though we live in Damarin, our parents live in Damarin Valley, are not new to the valley. They family had started up auto parts back in the day here, my grandpa. Oh, and so we've always been aware of Overton and, you know, Lovendale. I relocated first for my children to go to school for a better school. I lived in Idaho for a few years. Didn't want to go back to Vegas and stay in Vegas. So this is somewhere in between, because there's a lot of family in Vegas, a lot of family in Utah here. So we just kind of want it in between out of the weather. I just wanted some clarification to help Gene with that front lot. So altogether, that's over how many acres together? I so just the back lot is 1.8, then they have so it's over 5 acres. Yeah, so 2. If there were, yeah. So I don't know the total in the acreage, but the front lot was made. My mom's a horse person, so that lot they were already fenced off using for cattle and the hay. And so she's like, I'll just leave that fenced off, and that will be the front portion for my animals and the home on the back property. Before they even acquired the property, the shade structure was moved and all the fencing was removed. So they're starting at scratch for that front lawn again now. So, but that was the reasoning to that, is because for the access to have the side road to go into the house, not off the main road, and to use the front portion that's already kind of being used for an animal livestock field. So.
Okay. Makes sense.
What is the address from this parcel? Is it on Cottonwood or is it on Palo Verde?
It's on Palo Verde, and I think it's 2040, but I'm not 100% sure. But it's definitely a Palo Verde address.
And then the front lot that they own to make it a larger lot, it faces Cottonwood. So that's why they...
Well, that all one lot. So that does that does touch Cottonwood, and then the other lot is Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It faces the other side of the street too, yeah. And as far as like the earth tones and stuff like that, it's kind of similar to the big home on Yamashita, just but not as large, just a downscale version, but just like a modern farmhouse. I'm sure they'd be open and maybe not like a bright white, but you know that tone and that.
Well, I think that's farmhouse, and it goes with our aesthetics out here. Mm-hmm. And I think on Cottonwood, if I remember, it's on Cottonwood. You'd know better. There is another white house on the corner.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
so.
Green. I looked at Google Street Views this afternoon, and it's too old. I can't see it on there. But that's what I
think. Yeah. There's a new house that just went in on the corner over there. That's that is all white paint.
Yeah.
So
up next, thank you.
Hi, I'm Whitney Donahue, 1235 West Cottonwood. Just here to provide support. We live right down the street from that. We have no problems with any of these waivers. So
wonderful.
Good to hear. Thank you. We like it when the neighbors show up.
No doubt. A blast from the past.
Victoria Costin, 1235 West Cottonwood. I'd like to support these waivers, but I do have a couple comments to make. It's been several years since I've read the Moab Valley Road Plan. Since I retired, I didn't work for county here. I thought the colors that were required in Moab Valley Road Plan were for signage and commercial, not residential buildings. And if that's changed, I'd like to know when, and if it hasn't, can we go back to
And when I built my house, there was no.
Yeah. The second issue is the trails plan, which seems to have died many years ago. I'd really like to see it revived. There is a trail going up Cottonwood, which would preclude having sidewalks out there, which would be really nice if we could go back to that again as well. But in the meantime, I do support all of these waivers.
Yeah, there's a lot of animal. Horses, it would be really nice to have a path.
Yeah, it really would. Having not a cycle. Trail that was in the plan would be wonderful. And it
would
help the flooding problem.
Yeah. Thanks, Victoria.
We can only hope.
Come on up, ladies.
Hi.
You drug her out of her chair.
Teresa Cruz, Donna Swanson. I live on Cottonwood. I'm the other White House. My only question was,
is, you have a microphone.
Is that the house is facing Palo Verde. I tried to get mine to face St. Joseph's, and they wouldn't, the county wouldn't let me because they said they would be looking at the side of my house going down Cottonwood. So if I'm understanding it correctly, that's what's happening there. We'll be looking at the side of their house because you're right across.
If the address is already designated for Palo Verde, that's how they can do that. So they, in the master plan, your address is already designated onto, like, my house looks like it should be Whitmore, and my address is on McDonald. And that was already part of the, you know, master plan. It wasn't anything I did. You can change that, but it's difficult.
Okay. So, but I thought that I understood that part of that property is facing.
It touches it. Come and see.
So you're not building one that's
Here.
So if they would have built on the one that's Cottonwood,
it would have to face.
Face Cottonwood.
Yes.
That was our concern.
Back here.
Yeah.
We were thinking you were. Oh, so you're building.
It's like 340 feet, so you'll see a tiny box when you drive.
A tiny box. It's a good sized tiny box.
A little bigger if you've got your glasses on.
Oh, but that's 340 feet. I don't know.
I wasn't sure from the little card that they sent. We were just like, so it looked like, because my house is right. I live in my house over in Marianne. So.
And your house is beautiful, by the way.
And thank you for coming.
Yes. It's really bright. It's going to have many rains.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Anybody else from the public? All right. Closing public comment, entertain comments, questions from the board. I'm in favor of black and white because Potbelly pigs are black and white.
I'm in favor of black and white because right now that is the stylish farmhouse look.
I didn't know there was requirements for.
I didn't know that
we're not an HOA.
That's
this doesn't have CC&Rs on it or anything.
That's why they put these waivers, because they don't know. When we ask them, is that an earth color? They're like, we're not sure, so let's put it in the waiver.
We need to. Okay, so we're not sure if that's you. I need to find out about that.
Okay, any issues with?
No.
Anything else?
No. I'm going to.
Because the neighbors are supporting it.
Can I have a raise of hands of who's here for this item? 4, 5, 6. Mr. Jensen, why are you here?
I'm just here to support.
He loves us.
I'm so glad.
Mark loves us.
Okay, I'm ready to entertain a motion. Okay.
I'm going to make a motion on WS 230792 to grant them these, what do we want to call them?
Three waivers.
Three waivers, yes. My brain's not working tonight.
All right, Lois made a motion to approve WS 23792. All those in favor, signify aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
You are also January 16th. So 6 days, 7 p.m., Clark County Government Center. First floor, Planning Commission.
Make sure they have this. This helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know how that works there? Do they have like a camera?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I just bring one copy.
That size, just put it on the podium. Okay. We're at general business. Very exciting for the folks who are here.
And that is all I have.
Okay. Hey, 2024 is only 3 months this year.
No.
Woohoo! What's Valentine's? Does it fall on Valentine's?
She can keep it up there.
I don't know.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is up
there. Yep, it's one of our
names. I don't care, but some of the other ones. We'll have other options.
Okay. All right, so it's the 10th, and here we are. Tell me again, now, Joe, special call is the start. So, 31st of January is fine. How about when's the Super Bowl?
February 11th. All right, I like football.
February.
Go Cowboys.
No.
Do you girls get an anniversary or anything?
On when?
Do I have a date for Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day?
Anybody?
It's the anniversary of our engagement that we will celebrate on a weekend.
Yeah, we're good.
A meeting on January 1st schedule? Yep. then the 14th, then the 28th.
Okay.
I would think that we could.
Okay, we're going to trust Judy on that one.
Yeah.
Then what do we got? The 28th. Then March 13th, 27. The fair is April?
Yes.
April, yes.
Okay. Well, did they give you a hint, Judy, when we'd have maybe by the next meeting?
Let's see. It'll be April.
Yeah, okay. So I'll entertain a motion to accept the 3 months as scheduled. So far? Everybody okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve that calendar. Just for the 3 months, obviously, as scheduled. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. So, okay. Comments by the general public, part two. Thanks for being here. Anybody? Right. Joe, should you have that on?
I'm calling Lisa. I have her number.
I've been carrying it as part of the doctor's orders. He's not jumping up and down. We'll let him have a break for a few minutes.
I only wear it to keep people from shaking my shoulders.
Rick, hands to
Rick, leave him alone.
Hey! It's hard to keep your hands off of. Rick starts me twice.
Okay, no, nothing from the public.
That was very difficult for me to maintain.
We do have the fair coming up, April 10th through the 14th.
April 10th through the 14th. That seems late. 10th through the 14th.
And that would be a meeting night, so.
It would be the 10th, right? Okay, so just Judy, maybe make a note of that. We would not meet on April 10th.
Also, Aspire is doing, they're working on fundraising a lot. The Aspire Center, which is a resource center for adults with special needs, and please get that out there. Talk to your neighbors and your friends, and let's support them. That's something that is such a wonderful hole in our valley that we haven't had filled, you know, as far as services go, and they're doing such a good job just with what
yes.
they have now. They've been granted the land. They have plans working through. They just need some money to help them finish that up. So
I just actually spoke with Nancy tonight, as a matter of fact, and Nancy says that they actually need some help. If there's anybody who has any skills, if you want to pass this around, that wants to volunteer anytime, they're looking for help with their licensing, and they really need somebody with some business savvy in order to help them get those licenses applied for and kind of process some paperwork and maybe make sure that they're in compliance as far as the licensing goes.
Is it nonprofit, Jill?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if there's anybody who has any of those skills that would like to volunteer their time for an excellent program in our valley, get a hold of Nancy Postma.
Well, also, I believe this Saturday is a day of service in honor of Martin Luther King. If you look on justserve.org, there's many projects that are going on around the whole valley to help volunteer for that. The TLC kids are, I think, kind of trying to help with that and head that up a little bit.
The TLC kids,
they're amazing.
And then so
just Team Leadership Corps or Tender Love and Care.
Oh my goodness, they're so good. So
we've got Beowulf and the Baird. The play on January 25th, 26th, 27th at 7 o'clock. Sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Where?
The very at the high school.
Oh, at the high school.
At the Rondalli Theater. You can get tickets at notrevo.org, or you can get them at the box office when you go in.
I don't want to be a buzzkill, but so another donkey was hit and killed.
That was my next.
Over by my friend Rick and Sandy's house. And of course, a beautiful one.
Two days ago.
5 in the morning or 4 in the
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, and it caused an accident.
It was an SUV,
a car.
And the passenger side's destroyed.
It took from a family who doesn't have a car now
oh.
to drive and to take care of their needs. My friend's daughter just started working for a donkey rescue. They're trying to see if it's something they need to intervene with now because they're so used to people and maybe shouldn't be out in the wild if we're having trouble keeping them out where they belong. I know there's people, I put a number up. If you call the local BLM office, when they first came into the valley, I called every number I could figure out and try to figure out what to do because they were at my house and my street is on Whitmore and it's people travel pretty fast.
School buses.
The side-by-sides, it's a very busy traveled old, especially in the evening, in the summertime. I myself go out riding and stuff, and that's you can't see them. I was out taking something out of my car and it brayed and I almost screamed and jumped into my car. And I didn't, you can't see them. And so I was concerned, and it got passed around. Finally found out it was BLM who I needed to talk to. And they said, we're a fence out state, which is true. And that until something happened, that there was nothing they could do, that this was their land. And I understand, and I'm a true advocate of taking care of animals, but this is not protecting them. This is hurting them. They obviously are displaced. I've lived here for almost 30 years. I've never seen them in the town.
No.
I think that maybe they got pushed here by side-by-sides or something, and then they discovered there was lots of really good food and flowers and wonderful things to eat, and now we're going to have a hard time getting them away. But so if we call that office, they will take them back to the lake or maybe get them out of our valley, and I think we all need to do that.
If other people will call, I call each time somebody has reported one, I make a report. But I think if other people start bugging them too, that maybe that would help.
Well, these incidents need to be reported.
Her name is Tabby Romero.
I know a lot of the locals now that leave early, like my kids, they're on their way to work at about 4 a.m. And I know that they are very vigilant about looking for them because that's kind of when they're out and about. But one thing we don't have, and I know this is going to be ridiculous, but we don't have any like donkey, like
crossings.
Obviously the donkeys aren't crossing on that portion of the road, but people that are coming into town, you know, it might make them, you know, kind of be a little bit more hypervigilant about, you know, looking
for
them.
They move so far, though. They really are travelers. I mean, like I said, I live here in the middle of Overton, and now they're clear at the mortuary, and I've heard of them being, you know, they are traveling animals, so mm-hmm. It'd be hard to know where. They just need to not be here.
Well, so for someone who lives on Moapa Valley Boulevard, they don't belong here.
No, they don't.
Nope. They come
not on the boulevard.
Right in front of my house, and on the side of my house, and I'm on the boulevard.
They've already been killed, but they're going to kill a human.
Yeah. Right.
That's a big animal to hit.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
a customer come in and talked to me today. He said it would be awful if a car with 4 high school kids hit it going fast, and we lost a couple kids. It would be awful.
Well, it was awful what happened to that family.
I think two accidents. One drove away, and the other one, I have pictures of the vehicle if they need it.
So we discussed as a town advisor, can we write a letter to the BLM?
We don't need to, honestly. You'll get in touch with Tabby.
Perfect.
Real quick.
Oh, yes, please.
After the meeting, I can talk to you guys briefly about Metro's involvement in that.
Okay.
I've tried contacting the BLM without any results, so I'll talk to you about it.
Listen, I got a stock trailer. Let's load him up and take him to the lake.
And they told us if we did that, that would be molesting them, and we could be held accountable.
Well, then at least we.
Well, gosh, don't molest a donkey.
Also, every time I drive
that's what
here,
they said.
I just, you know.
Take the BLM office.
No doubt, in Vegas. I can't help thinking about Ralph Sterita, and I apologize I wasn't here the night that you folks said something nice, but I just, you know, I wish Judy maybe we can do something, put a. Doreen and Ralph Sterita plaque. I don't know. Whether you agreed with them or you didn't, they were here, they were engaged,
present, involved.
They cared about
everything.
In this
valley.
And for years.
Big hearts.
On years.
Billy Melby, same thing. And then Tom, to piss off the community, put Billy on the board. But Ralph and Doreen were just different, and now Doreen has also gone.
You know what, does that mean, if you don't mind, look?
Yep,
please. I don't. I don't know if you were out there yet when the Fern Marmer Award was started.
No.
For somebody who would qualify, and I think it went to Doc Moses at one point.
Okay.
Also.
Okay.
It used to be over here.
It's been many years.
Yeah, I mean, there's
a long time, but it would be an appropriate time. There are appropriate couple to put up there.
Yes.
I mean,
this
is lovely, right? This is lovely. We love all of that.
But we could put something maybe over there. Maybe the size of one of the bricks or something like that.
Exactly.
So there's many things that I have not found.
Okay.
But things like that. So it may be over there. Let me see if I can find it, reinvest it off, and get it up where it belongs.
So then you can
add them.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be great.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah. I can't come here without thinking of those two.
Yeah.
And I hate that we upset that older couple. I wish we could
have
said something. 30,000 miles, almost fell off my chair. That's a lot of miles on a car because of
Well, that's for everybody traveling.
That's for all the residents who live there.
That's everybody.
Okay, that's, I'm sorry, I'm not even finishing the meeting. Okay, so public comment, that's it, Lois?
I think so.
Okay. Next meeting date, last day of January, January 31st. Do you know if we have items?
As of this date, I do not have any.
All right, so hopefully we're not here on Valentine's Day. We might not see it till the end of February. Have a healthy and happy new year. 7:49, this meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
That's good.